الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and I ask Allah to grant us the sincere intentions. We have mentioned in the past sessions that Allah is attributed with attributes of perfection, and that Allah is clear from all imperfections. Allah is attributed with Sifatul Kamal. And the attributes of Allah, or the Sifat of Allah, are countless. However, in Al-Quran, there were several attributes that were mentioned repeatedly, either explicitly or implicitly. And among the scholars that mentioned them was Imam Abu Hanifa in Al-Fiqh Al-Akbar. These 13 attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are as follows. Al-Wujud, existence. Allah exists and is not similar to the other things which exist. Allah's existence is without a beginning, without an end, and without a place. Allah ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 10, Afillahi shak. This ayah means the existence of Allah is indoubtable. So that means Allah exists without a doubt, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the existence of Allah is unlike our existence. We occupy a place, we have a beginning and an ending. Allah exists without a place. He does not occupy a place or a space or a direction, and he has no beginning and no ending. The second attribute is oneness, al-wahdaniyyah, which comes from the word wahid. Allah Ta'ala is attributed with oneness, that is, he is one, that means he does not have a partner with him in godhood. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 22, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. This ayah means, had there been gods for the heaven and earth other than Allah, they, the heaven and earth, would not have existed. The third attribute, eternity, al-qidam or al-azaliyyah. Allah's existence is without a beginning, it is eternal. This means his existence was not preceded by non-existence. He is the creator of all the creations and he has no beginning. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir. Which moves us on to the fourth attribute, Al-Baqa, which is everlastingness. Allah's existence does not have an end. He does not cease to exist. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not have a beginning either. And the ayah that I mentioned, Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir, means Allah is the one whose existence is without a beginning and without an end. Surah Al-Hadid, Ayah 3. The fifth attribute that was mentioned is non-needness of others. Al-Qiyamu bin-Nafs. This means that Allah is not in need of anything, and everything else needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted. In Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 97, Allah said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. This ayah means Allah does not need any of the worlds. He does not need any of the creations. So Allah exists without a place, without residing in a place or a space or sitting on the throne, as he existed before the creation. And this ayah is a proof that Allah does not need the angels, does not need the throne, does not need the skies, the heavens, the earth, nor any of his creations. Al-Qudra, which is power. Allah has power over all the creations. Allah is not powerless over anything. As Allah attributed to himself in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 109, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This ayah means Allah has the perfect power over all things. And Allah Ta'ala is able to do whatever He wills. Will, al-irada. It means everything that Allah willed in eternity for it to be, to exist, It must come into existence at the time which Allah willed for it to exist. Nothing will exist unless Allah willed for it to exist. In Surah At-Takwir, Ayah 29, Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This ayah means, you do not will anything except by the will of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So the will of the creations is under the will of Allah. Whatever Allah willed to be shall be, and whatever Allah did not will to be shall not be. Knowledge, al-ilm. This attribute means Allah knows everything. Nothing is hidden from Him, subhanahu. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. This ayah means Allah has the perfect knowledge of everything. Hearing, as-sam'a. This attribute means Allah hears all hearable things without an ear or any other instrument. No hearable thing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah hears everything. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 11, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. This ayah means Allah is attributed with hearing and sight. And so the 10th attribute is al-basar, which is sight. Sight means Allah sees all seeable things without the need of a pupil, an eye, or light. Nothing is hidden from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hayah, life. Allah is attributed with an eternal life, and it is everlasting life, which is not similar to our life. Allah's life does not have a beginning or an end, and is not a combination of body and soul. Allah attributed life to Himself in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 255. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. This ayah means no one is God but Allah, the one who is attributed with life and is not in need of anything. Al-qayyum means Allah does not need any of His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speech, al-kalam, another attribute of Allah that is confirmed in Al-Quran without a doubt. Allah's kalam, speech, is an eternal attribute as well. It is also everlasting because Allah, His self and His attributes are eternal and everlasting. The attribute of Allah, kalam, it is an attribute of the self of Allah, which is not a letter, sound or language. Allah attributed speech, kalam, to Himself in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 64. قال الله تعالى وكلم الله موسى تكليما. This ayah means Allah spoke to Musa with His speech, kalam, which is a kalam without a letter or sound or exits or languages, as Imam Abu Hanifa said. And the 13th attribute is the non-resemblance to the creation, al-mukhalafatu lil-hawadith. It means Allah does not resemble the creations in any way. Allah is clear of any of the attributes of the creation, because the attributes of the creations indicate that the creatures are in need of a creator. And Allah is the creator. He has no creator. He is the one who created all the creations. Had Allah been attributed with any of these attributes, had Allah the Exalted been attributed with any of these attributes, He would have been in need of one who created Him. And Allah is clear of that. Allah sees without an eye, hears without an ear, is alive, attributed with life, without a soul. We see but with an eye, we hear but with an ear. We are alive but with a life that contains body and soul and blood. This is the case of the creations, and Allah is clear from any of the attributes of the creations. The proof to that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. This ayah clears Allah from resembling the creations. It means nothing resembles Allah in any way whatsoever. This is in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 11. So this ayah clears Allah from resembling the creations in any manner. Because Allah is the creator, He has no shape, He has no form. He is attributed with attributes of perfection. The self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternal, and His attributes are also eternal. Since eternity is confirmed to the self of Allah, then His attributes are eternal. Because a created attribute entails that the attributed self is also created. Since the self is eternal, then the attributes are eternal. Allah's self is eternal. Also, His attributes would be eternal, because the created self would entail that the attributes of that creation are also created. Like the humans, for example, they are created. Also, their attributes such as hearing and sight are also created. This means that the thing which is attributed with a created attribute, sifa, must itself be a created thing. It is not permissible that Allah would be attributed with a created attribute because Allah is eternal. He was not created. Yet some of those who liken Allah to the creatures, al-mushabbiha, they attribute to Allah a non-befitting attribute. They liken Allah to His creations, and they say that Allah's kalam, Allah's speech, is letters and sounds like our speech. They're saying is kufr, is blasphemy, because it entails likening Allah to the creatures. And this belies the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Some of those people who liken Allah to His creations, they go even further in their ignorance, and they say Allah's kalam is letters and sounds like our speech. That is, they attribute to Allah the sound and the letters, and they claim that they are eternal, they have no beginning. Their first statement contradicts their second one. Obviously, those people do not have sound mental judgment. By simple observation, when one knows that letters and sounds are created, one knows that they cannot be attributed to Allah. Because the languages, the sounds, and the letters are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In saying the word bismi, in bismillahir rahmanir rahim, one observes beyond doubt that the b in bismi was pronounced before the s sound. And the S sound was pronounced before the M sound. What happens in succession definitely has a beginning and is a creation and cannot be attributed to Allah. So the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah, is not a letter or sound. It is a kalam by which Allah orders and forbids. It's not a letter or sound. It is confirmed by the intellectual proof, dalilul aqli, and by the textual proof, الدليل النقلي, from the Quran and the Hadith, that the self of Allah is eternal, that is, without a beginning. Since the self of Allah is eternal, then it follows that the attributes of Allah are also eternal. This is the creed of the Muslims. This is the creed of Ahlus Sunnah. This is the creed of the hundreds of millions of Muslims. They attribute to Allah what befits Him, and they clear Allah from any non-befitting attribute. And in this, Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah accept his deeds, in both of his books, Al-Fiqh al-Akbar and Al-Fiqh al-Absat, he said, وَصِفَاتُهُ أَيْ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ مُحْدَثَةٍ وَلَا مَخْلُوقَةٍ وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهَا مُحْدَثَةٍ أو مخلوقة أو شك أو توقف فهو كافر. The saying of Imam Abu Hanifa رضي الله عنه means Allah's attributes are not created. Whoever claims that the attributes of Allah are created or doubts it or hesitates about whether or not they are created is a blasphemer, is a kafir. So he must return to Islam, correct his creed, return to Islam by uttering the shahadatain because of his wrong belief, because that belief would contradict the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, which means nothing resembles Allah in any way whatsoever, and Allah is attributed with hearing and sight, and he is clear from organs and bodily parts, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those 13 attributes that were mentioned in the Quran, either explicitly or implicitly, that the scholars said every accountable person must know them, such as Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu, are as follows: existence, al-wujud, oneness, al-wahdaniyya, eternity, al-qidam, everlastingness, al-baqa, non-needness of others, al-qiyamu bin-nafs, power, al-qudrah, will, al-irada, knowledge, al-ilm, hearing, as-sam', sight, al-basar, life, al-hayah, speech, al-kalam, non-resemblance to the creation, al-mukhalafatu lil-hawadith. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on this creed, and Allah knows best.